Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. And yesterday it was announced from Ottawa that Justin Trudeau has tendered his resignation to the Governor General. So he's stepping down as Prime Minister of Canada, having held that office for 10 years. So he's one of the longest serving Canadian Prime Ministers in the last century. But he's going to remain on until the Liberal Party can pick a successor. And so he'll be there till at least the 24th of March, partly because his party was increasingly turning against him. Anyway, so he made his resignation, saying that the party needs to be led by somebody else coming into the next election, which can't be too far off. So he's become very unpopular, and he realizes he's pulling his party down. It's probably the end of this year when they're going to have parliamentary elections. So goodness, that's it. So the board of directors of his party were unhappy with him, some of the grassroots. And remember, you've got to remember that he actually was very popular in the early days. Maybe hard to realize that now. So what has he done over these years? Well, his stewardship of the Canadian economy was quite effective. It's still one of the richest countries in the world on a GDP per capita basis. Now, all right, he was dealt quite a good hand because the situation, more like 9 years ago when he took over, was really not that bad. The world was coming out of that credit crunch thing. Canada, being the second largest land area in the world, is blessed with a huge amount of natural resources. I mean, the more territory you have, the odds are the more minerals you're going to have in terms of oil, gas, coal, metals, precious and non-precious, valuable chemicals, and so on. Farmland, timber, the capacity for hydroelectricity, for solar power, for wave power, wind power, everything. They've got a highly educated population. They've got, you know, naturally falling population, so not too many children to look after. They've got a very healthy population, superb public health care, and the infrastructure is in quite good state. Obviously, well, it wasn't perfect. It doesn't have particularly high crime. But there were debates about excessive illegal immigration, or indeed legal immigration. There was always a bit of tension about Quebec. Should it go independent or not? Is not such a salient issue as it was 30 years ago. Now, Trudeau, in case you don't know, he is the son of a previous Prime Minister of Canada who held office in the early 1970s. So Justin Trudeau was a late lamb. Was his father's second marriage? Justin Trudeau is a French Canadian. So although he speaks flawless English with a standard Canadian accent, he's got actually English as his second language. No, you never guess it. And he went to university in Quebec, but he was one of those who campaigned for a no vote about 1989, his first year of university, saying, no, let's not leave Canada. Because from the 1960s, there was been a significant body of opinion in Quebec, which said that Quebec should split from Canada and the province should become completely independent. They felt that their Francophone culture was under threat. And there are people moving in from Anglophone Canada, trying to welcome immigration from La Francophonie, particularly Haiti, and so on. So Trudeau, for some people, he is the king of woke. Some people find him disgustful in Canada, criminalizing people for telling the truth about which sex a person is, that is overly trans friendly. But there's been too much taxation, overregulation, and people say that the federal government has been snooping into people's lives too much. So his looks belie his 53 years. He could be mistaken for a man 20 years younger than that. So before Christmas, his Deputy Prime Minister, Chrystia Freeland, tendered her resignation. That destabilized him. Now, Donald Trump, he's about to assume office in just 13 days. He said that he would impose a tariff on Canadian goods. Remember, the United States is by far and away Canada's biggest trade partner. NAFTA was negotiated about 30 years ago, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which encompasses Mexico and Canada, as well as the United States. Now, Trump was a day one abominator of NAFTA, but NAFTA it really boosted the Mexican economy, been a fillip to the Canadian economy, been good for the United States in many ways. Bad for some. There are always a few losers at these things because America's competitors sometimes produce goods cheaper, better quality, or whatever. And there are exemptions in NAFTA. It's not across the board. There's certain goods or services to which it doesn't apply. And there's no migratory aspect. It's not like the European Union with the four freedoms and the free movement of people. No, it's goods, services, and capital. not all four. It's only three of those. So Canada will be hit by 25% tax, according to Donald Trump, which he would introduce on Canadian manufacturers, foods, and so on. And that would really dent Canada's economy. But Trump said, if Canada doesn't cooperate on border security, there's been so much concentration on people coming illegally to the United States through Mexico. People said, well, what about Canada? The Canadian border is even longer, because that's over 4,000 miles. Bear in mind, there's Alaska too. Right. So and that border is virtually unguarded. Okay, you have to get a visa to get into Canada if you're from whatever developing country before you can get into the United States. It's not so difficult to get into Mexico if you're coming from one of the less economically developed countries. Anyway, Trudeau, he's notable for having firmly supported Ukraine. That's a significant Ukrainian-Canadian community. So it was quite difficult for him since 2019, when the Liberals lost their majority and they became a minority party. So they were only able to hold office because the New Democrats, as a far left party, and the Bloc Québécois had some sort of agreement with them. So yeah, that's him. So he said he did a lot for gender equality, appointing half the cabinet women to half the cabinet posts. He said he's tried to achieve a better understanding between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Canadians. He's very much an environmentalist. He brought in a carbon tax, which some people say is really damaging the economy. Some child-free tax benefit for children, legalizing recreational cannabis, and so on. So he's quite appreciated by First Nation people. There have been a lot of screw-ups as well. Now, he'd worn brown face when he's undergraduate, so what? But as he's a bit woke, he was then hoisted on his own petard. A lot of truckers were deeply unhappy with him. Some people felt the coronavirus lockdowns were too long and too severe. There's been significant inflation the past few years. Okay, accommodation and comestibles are much pricier than they used to be. So his approval rating has fallen to 22%. But a lot of politicians would think that is enviable, having spent so many years in office, would usually be in the negative. But there are people who have been jubilating his defeat. There's literally been dancing in the streets. So the Progressive Canadian Party, Progressive Conservative Party of Canada, will be saying, rejoice, rejoice. Right. So that's it. I don't think we've heard the last of Justin Trudeau. He may still be a significant figure in Canadian politics to come. Now, it looks like the Liberals will lose this forthcoming election, but there's time to claw it back, which is why he's resigning. Well, we'll stand down in March, give them several months. Much depends on the new leader, what happens. I mean, the economy is growing, not that fast. Inflation might be coming down. Unemployment is pretty low. So it's not a foregone conclusion that the Tories will win in Canada. So notably, like in the United Kingdom, the Liberals are the biggest party. 1922, they're pushed into third position, and where they've always remained. Whereas the Liberal Party in Canada was the dominant party ever since. Okay, the Tories won sometimes. Like in Australia, the Liberal Party, major party in Australia, and seen as the more right-wing party. The Liberal Party in Canada, I suppose, really is the middle-of-the-road party. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.